Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Appreciate that, Dylon. Welcome back in. It is Fan After Dark on a Wednesday night. Let's jump right into this. Go out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. 12-year Major League Baseball veteran, World Series champion, as well as one of only nine Longhorns to have his number retired in Longhorn baseball history, which is saying something. The one, the only, Mr. Keith Moreland joins us tonight. And Keith, we'll get right into this thing. First off, thanks for joining us tonight. Number one, you're a Longhorn through and through, but you're also a UT analyst, offensive analyst for the football team. So let's jump off right there. I'm sure you've been inundated with questions. The entire college football world, outside of Alabama getting their butts kicked, I think the second most pressing thing was what the heck was going on with Arch Manning those first three quarters. Just from taking a look at it, what is kind of the scuttlebutt around the coaching staff as far as how 16 looked, and what was your take on Arch's debut?
Well, I think two things that you look at and go with is the fact is you're playing one of the best defenses in America. It sounds like I'm defending. I'm not defending, but there was a lot of different changes to what they did just all the way back to the bowl game. So you're seeing a different environment, obviously playing on the road in front of that crowd and that position. And then the second part of that is you're seeing some things differently defensively that you're expecting when you come in and make some adjustments. In that environment, I did not think that it was a terrible football game that he played. Defense was championship caliber. They just couldn't find ways to score when they got opportunities in the red zone to make the ball game a much different game. So if I were to give him a grade, I would probably give him a passing grade. I would not give him a big passing grade, but I'd give him a passing grade and see what the improvement does, because you look at this Longhorn schedule, down the line, that's not the last really good football team they're going to play.
Keith, pleasure having you on. There's been a lot of chatter about Arch's mechanics, whether it be low throwing angles, some of the stuff when he was trying to push the ball past the sticks. What did you see mechanically from Arch and kind of just his overall pocket presence?
I think his reads were, if you grade him on, I'm going to grade him on one thing first. I think he knew where to get the football. Now, his ability to get the football there, I would probably – that's something we're going to see the improvement that he'll get. First career start, where you start, and you look at the scenario and you go, he was going in the right direction. So, I'm going to take a positive view of this and say, in the scenario that he was in, not bad. Now, if that's game two and he played a game before that and then you're stuck in that environment – I think there are times that you would see probably a little bit different results, but I would still like to see him make the improvement as he did as the ball game on. I think in the second half, I'm not sure that Sark changed anything he was doing in his play calling. I don't think he went to something different in that point, but I think if you look at it and analyze same types of play calls. I just think the ability to perform was much better in the second half.
Keith, I think the other thing, too, that I think has gotten lost on people is the amount of talent that they're replacing on that offense. You've got four guys, skill player. I mean, we've already talked about the offensive line. Everybody talked ad nauseum about how that offensive line had to be overhauled because you had so many guys leave and go to the NFL. But you've also got four skill players, both one and two wide receivers, and your tight end and your running back are now all on NFL rosters. I don't know that that's been factored in enough as far as that overhaul was considered as well.
That's a good point. And I think the offensive line performed, honest with you. If you go back and look at it, I think they did their job. I think one of the areas that's got to be improved is you got to get separation. Mm-hmm. All receivers. I mean, tomorrow night watching the Eagles and the Cowboys, the first thing we'll be looking can find separation, because the great receivers and the guys that can really help you are guys that can create a space for you to deliver the football. So if you hit on something that probably is my biggest takeaway from the game is, you got to find. I thought the offensive line performed well. I thought they were able to run the football pretty dadgum well to be in that environment. But I think you got to get separation from skill positions on the outside.
Keith, your thoughts on Steve Sarkisian? A lot of talk about his fourth down calls, some of the running plays, just some of the stuff that he was calling up. Do you think he overall had a good game calling plays? And do you think he's still getting adjusted to calling an offense with Arch rather than Quinn Ewers?
I thought they did a good job in the middle part of the game of making some adjustments and going away from what they were planning on doing. And I think there were some things on the fly. I mean, you ended up with a football game that two or three plays in the second half changed just a little bit different. You might have had a different outcome. So for me, the first thing I would say, I thought he did a good job in the middle of the game of changing some ideas and doing some different things offensively to give him an opportunity to come back in the game. So, yeah, I think you also – here's another one. I think you got to learn your personnel. That's the first time he'd called plays with this particular package of personnel. Now he knows his offensive line. In my opinion, I'd look at it, my offensive line held up. So now what can I do differently to do some different route combinations or some packages to get some guys to get some separation?
12-year Major League Baseball veteran and former World Series champion, well, never a former, but World Series champion Keith Moreland, also a Turner High School grad as well. No stranger to the DFW, UT analyst. All right, let's talk a little national pastime. And look, I know your boy Boach, you guys spent a year together in San Diego. I'm sure there's stories that aren't safe for radio that you could probably tell at another time. number one, and me and Blake were talking about this last night. You know, you've got a contingent of folks out there, you know, with as frustrating as this Rangers season has been. It seems like for every two steps forward, they take two steps back. Today was, and I think I've said this eight different times this year, today was the perfect microcosm of this year where your pitchers went out. Jack Leiter was on his game, only gave up two runs, okay? Your bullpen does their job. You only give up three hits. And yet you still lose the ball game today, right? And this was a day that you could have made some ground up. You could have been a half game behind as far as the wild.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
wild card spot. It just feels like this, but yet you've gone 0 for 14 with runners in scoring position the last 2 days. Some people are saying, oh, this is why Boch needs to go. Great. Look, I know that's your boy. What would you say the job that Boch has done given the way this team has performed this year?
But, you know, sometimes as an ex-player and played this game, there are certain times where you just cannot get it going in the direction you want going. You can work hard at it. You can get it done. I look at Kyle Tucker with the Cubs right now. You know, all of a sudden his life's turned around in the last 4 or 5 days, but he has struggled for more than 3 months. It is amazing in the game of baseball. There are going to be times that you struggle. But I look at this team and I look at what Boch is. His mentality, though, is so good for a team that's having some of these ups and downs, because it seems like when they play or are playing well, they play complementary baseball. In other words, the offense is doing their job and they throw the ball well, and you find a way to get a win. And then you have a game like today where you have a guy go out and just pitch a heck of a baseball game, but you know, you face somebody else on the other side and you don't get it done offensively. And you don't win that ball game, but I still like where they're, the position they're in. I still think that they can do some dangerous thing. I mean, obviously anybody can overcome all of the injuries and the things that they've had to overcome. They put themselves in a position. Put it this way: if it's September 15th and you're within the chance to have a chance to get into the postseason, it's been a successful year. That's the way I look at it.
Keith, I'm interested. What is your perception of what the Texas Rangers identity is as a team? Because I think a lot of us going into the season talked about all these fun hitters that's coming in, Jock Peterson, Jake Berger, guys that can hit the fastball. The Rangers were one of the worst at the league in doing that in the previous year. You've got Adolis, Seager, Smith, Langford. You got all these names here that we all enjoy here in the DFW, and then all of a sudden the pitching takes an even bigger step this year. What even is the Rangers' identity for this season and going forward?
I think going forward, you think I'm crazy. I think going forward, they're going to be a pitching type organization. I just think I love where they're going and the direction they're going. But you didn't even mention a guy like Josh Young, who I think is a tremendous player. So offensively, they've got to find a way to become more consistent. And sometimes you look at the inconsistency around Major League Baseball as a whole. You look at teams that you get one dimensional. The Yankees can hit the ball at the ballpark, but they have tough time winning a game where the ball's not going out of the ballpark. On the other side, you see teams that really don't have a big identity, and I would put the Rangers in that category. I think this team's identity is going to be pitching, and especially in the future, but right now I think they're still searching for that identity of what's going on. But still, even if you got a team that's known for pitching, you still got to score some runs. I mean, it's all about putting more runs on the board than the other team.
Kind of staying in that realm, lighter rocker, what do you think of these young guys? Could they be stars in the league? Do you see them kind of as role players, complementary guys, middle of the order guys? What is kind of your outlook on those two guys?
You know, you hate to put a ceiling on either one of them. I put it this way. I think they are rotation guys that are going to be, what I call rotation guys, the guys in the top three in your rotation at any point during that rotation, and gives you that 30 starts that you need in a season and makes you competitive 30 times out there. I think both of those guys can do that. So that's the way I evaluate those games. Can this guy make me 30 starts and keep me in the game, you know, where we have an opportunity to win?
Keith Moreland, 12-year baseball veteran, Major League Baseball veteran, World Series champion, joining us here talking all things Texas Rangers and UT Longhorns. And I don't think it's ironic that you mentioned this team's going to have a pitching identity going forward, considering that that's what Chris Young did. And when you think about it, he's done a tremendous job with putting this baseball team, or excuse me, putting this pitching staff together for the last couple of years. My question for you, though, he didn't go with a bona fide closer going into the season. He went closer by committee. That's, I don't want to call it a disaster, but it hasn't worked out well. And dare I say, that's probably the one position where if you had a bona fide closer, you might be in first place in the AL West right now. How detrimental is not having a bona fide closer when, you know, you're talking about a AL and an AL West where it's this tight?
It makes it more difficult. There's no way to sit here and look at you and put any sugar coat on it. If you don't have a guy that can, you know, you need three outs and go slam the door at the back end. It's a lot of times winning ball games are very tough to do. Now, that being said, go back to the guys that you got at the beginning of the game. If they can find a way to get you into the seventh inning, there are guys in the bullpen and including the Rangers, have those guys in the bullpen and have good enough stuff that you can piecemeal. In other words, you can match left on left, right on right, and find a way to get to the end and get it done. I've seen some teams like that. But more times than not, your question, you answered yourself, it's really and got a guy that you know you can go get those last three outs.
You're a game and a half out. Get you out of here with this. Give us one good Bruce Bochy story and why he's one of the best, if not the best, manager of all time.
Well, I put it this way. Anybody that played with Bruce and his demeanor when you played with him, he was a very matter-of-fact, let's get the job done. This is the way it is. There was no frills. There's no big things on it. But he it was always that guy that was so positive and so – I mean, perfect Bruce Bochy story. He's in the bullpen. I leap for a ball in San Diego over the fence because they moved the fences in and built these fences in the old Qualcomm Park in San Diego. And I leap over. I have it in my glove. I bring it all the way back onto the field. And Bochy is just leaping in the air, thinks, oh, what a catch, what a guy. And then collapses to the ground at the end of it. When I brought it back in, it wasn't a homer, but I didn't catch it as well. So, you know, I remember that about Boach playing with him. He was so excited that I've caught this ball and then I didn't catch this ball. And to see his emotion, he's a guy that cares about what he's doing. He's so good with people and he's so level headed. I think he's one of the best, if not one of the best managers in baseball. He's in the top five without a doubt. It's great to have him in my home state and I wish him the best of luck. And every time that I'm around him and see him.
Keith, great stuff from you, my friend. Shout out to our boy Mike Babbo for making this thing happen. Definitely check out the Picked Off podcast. Let's do this again. Look, we're a game and a half out. Like you said, we're 3 weeks away from this thing ending. So the Texas Rangers are as in this as anybody. When they make the playoffs, let's do this again. Sound good?
You got it. Sounds good.
My
Thanks
man.
For having me.
There you have it. The one, the only Keith Moreland. All right, let's get back into some NFL. We got some AFC predictions to get to. Don't go anywhere. He's Blake. I'm Fred. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.